This is the Bahasa Inggris Kertas 4 listening test. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Circle your answers on the question paper. You will have 2 minutes at the end of the test to check your answers. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You have 1 minute to read the questions. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice.
Part 1, Question 1. You hear a newscaster reading the news about the missing submarine. The wreckage of a missing Indonesian Navy submarine, the KRI Nanggala, with 53 crew members has been located, the military said on Sunday. Searchers found items and parts from the submarine, including the anchor and safety suits for crew members. The wreckage was found on the seafloor, 2,800 feet down in the Bali Sea. No cause was given, though sources said that it was not a human error, but a natural or environment factor. It appeared that heavy pressure on the submarine likely caused it to crack.
Question 2. You hear a nutritionist talking about how to lose weight effectively. One of the first things to do when you are trying to lose weight is to stop crash dieting. Instead, just focus on healthy behavior like moving more and eating more fruit and vegetables. One of the best ways to lose weight and maintain that weight loss is to make lasting lifestyle habits that you can keep up in the long run. This can be done by initiating many small changes, such as adding exercise to your day, even in small doses, swapping high-calorie desserts for fruit, and being more careful while you eat. So think about what changes you can make that you can sustain.
Question 3. You hear a man describing his journey. Hi, I'm Matt Harding. In 2016, I quit my day job to embark on a journey that led me to more than 39 countries in 7 continents. I'm best known for a dance that looks very similar to running in place while snapping. And this eventually attracted the attention of Strike Gum. The company then paid me to travel, dance, and record videos. I have danced with locals in Rwanda, in a narrow canyon in Jordan, on a lush hillside overlooking Machu Picchu in Peru, and in a crowded street in Tokyo, Japan, all on my sponsor's money.
Question 4. You hear a housewife sharing her baking recipe. I'm going to tell you how to make a simple chocolate buttercream for a cake that can be served for a special occasion. First, beat 125 grams softened unsalted butter until light and creamy. Gradually, beat in 1 cup of icing sugar and continue beating until the mixture is light and fluffy. Now add 125 grams melted and slightly cooled dark chocolate to the mixture and beat until combined. Spread this cream over cake and allow it to set. It makes an impressive cake for any occasion.
Question 5. You hear a researcher sharing about her findings. We all know the good feeling that goes along with walking out of a store with a new shade of lipstick or after ordering a killer pair of boots online. They call it retail therapy for a reason, and more than one scientific study has backed up its effectiveness. Shopping boosts one's confidence. A beautiful dress or the perfect shade of nail polish can make you feel amazing. There is nothing wrong with letting a new item give you a little boost now and again. But do be careful to not let the things you own be the only way you can feel good about yourself. Yes, you look good in that outfit, but you are amazing even otherwise.
Question 6. You hear a teenager talking about his scariest film. The scariest film I watched in my childhood was definitely Alien. As I grew up, I watched it several times, and although I still enjoyed it, it did not seem as horrifying as when I was a child. Nevertheless, Alien is an acknowledged classic science fiction film and a must-watch for all fans of space and thrill. There were sequels, each prominent in its own way. The third part is my favorite, but all of them were filmed a rather long time ago.
Question 7. You hear a girl talking about her dining experience. I recently went for lunch to a renowned vegetarian restaurant with my sister. We love our Thai-style mains, which were amazing with lots of flavor. But the service was below average, and the chips were too terrible to finish. When we arrived at 1:40 p.m., we had to wait 20 minutes while they got our table ready. The restaurant was only half full, so there was no reason to make us wait at all. We ordered the chips as a side dish and they looked delicious. But when we tasted them, they were overcooked and swimming in oil. So we left most of them. We expected a lot more for 30 ringgit.
You will listen to the recording again. Check your answers.
Part 1, Question 1. You hear a newscaster reading the news about the missing submarine. The wreckage of a missing Indonesian Navy submarine, the KRI Nanggala, with 53 crew members has been located, the military said on Sunday. Searchers found items and parts from the submarine, including the anchor and safety suits for crew members. The wreckage was found on the seafloor, 2,800 feet down in the Bali Sea. No cause was given, though sources said that it was not a human error, but a natural or environment factor. it appeared that heavy pressure on the submarine likely caused it to crack.
Question 2. You hear a nutritionist talking about how to lose weight effectively. One of the first things to do when you are trying to lose weight is to stop crash dieting. Instead, just focus on healthy behavior like moving more and eating more fruit and vegetables. One of the best ways to lose weight and maintain that weight loss is to make lasting lifestyle habits that you can keep up in the long run. This can be done by initiating many small changes, such as adding exercise to your day, even in small doses, swapping high-calorie desserts for fruit, and being more careful while you eat. So think about what changes you can make that you can sustain.
Question 3. You hear a man describing his journey. Hi, I'm Matt Harding. In 2016, I quit my day job to embark on a journey that led me to more than 39 countries in 7 continents. I'm best known for a dance that looks very similar to running in place while snapping. And this eventually attracted the attention of Strike Gum. The company then paid me to travel, dance, and record videos. I have danced with locals in Rwanda, in a narrow canyon in Jordan, on a lush hillside overlooking Machu Picchu in Peru, and in a crowded street in Tokyo, Japan, all on my sponsor's money.
Question 4. You hear a housewife sharing her baking recipe. I'm going to tell you how to make a simple chocolate buttercream for a cake that can be served for a special occasion. First, beat 125 grams softened unsalted butter until light and creamy. Gradually, beat in 1 cup of icing sugar and continue beating until the mixture is light and fluffy. Now add 125 grams melted and slightly cooled dark chocolate to the mixture and beat until combined. Spread this cream over cake and allow it to set. It makes an impressive cake for any occasion.
Question 5. You hear a researcher sharing about her findings. We all know the good feeling that goes along with walking out of a store with a new shade of lipstick, or after ordering a killer pair of boots online. They call it retail therapy for a reason, and more than one scientific study has backed up its effectiveness. Shopping boosts one's confidence. A beautiful dress or the perfect shade of nail polish can make you feel amazing. There is nothing wrong with letting a new item give you a little boost now and again. But do be careful to not let the things you own be the only way you can feel good about yourself. Yes, you look good in that outfit, but you are amazing even otherwise.
Question 6. You hear a teenager talking about his scariest film. The scariest film I watched in my childhood was definitely Alien. As I grew up, I watched it several times, and although I still enjoyed it, it did not seem as horrifying as when I was a child. Nevertheless, Alien is an acknowledged classic science fiction film, and a must-watch for all fans of space and thrill. There were sequels, each prominent in its own way. The third part is my favorite, but all of them were filmed a rather long time ago.
Question 7. You hear a girl talking about her dining experience. I recently went for lunch to a renowned vegetarian restaurant with my sister. We love our Thai-style mains, which were amazing with lots of flavor. But the service was below average, and the chips were too terrible to finish. When we arrived at 1:40 p.m., we had to wait 20 minutes while they got our table ready. The restaurant was only half full, so there was no reason to make us wait at all. We ordered the chips as a side dish and they looked delicious. But when we tasted them, they were overcooked and swimming in oil. So we left most of them. We expected a lot more for 30 ringgit. That is the end of part 1. You have 1 minute to check your answers. Now turn to part 2. There is one extract in this part. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 8 to 15. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Part 2. You will hear Inspector Sharifah talking about measures to reduce road accidents. Hi, I am Inspector Sharifah from the local police station. I know most of you come to school by bicycle and almost all cycle around the park. I am here to share some road safety tips with you all, especially since there have been 2 cases of accidents involving cyclists from this school. Most importantly, follow the traffic rules. This means understanding signs and following them. You should not jump the lights, as it is meant for your safety as well as the safety of other road users. So follow the traffic rules closely. In addition, cycle in a single file. From our observations, we have noticed that teenagers have the tendency to cycle abreast. They would occupy the whole lane and make it difficult for other road users to pass by. Remember, cycle in a single file, and that too as close as possible to the side of the road. In this way, other road users, including cars, buses, and lorries, can ply the roads at ease. Never ever tailgate the vehicle in front of you.
This is highly dangerous as the vehicle could apply emergency brakes and you are too close to prevent yourself from ramming into the vehicle. Moreover, the road is no place for acrobatic feats. Place your hands firmly on the handlebars. Do not take your hands off the handlebars as it is very dangerous and you will be unable to control the bicycle. Most cyclists die in accidents due to head injuries. Therefore, wear helmets at all times to protect your heads. Never cycle without a helmet as it will protect your head. Furthermore, don't text and ride. There were many unfortunate incidents that could have been avoided if the cyclists were not texting while cycling. Your lives are very fragile, so don't be distracted. Also, do not use headphones while cycling, as you will not be able to hear the honking of other vehicles. Being distracted either by your mobile phone or headphone will only lead to disastrous events. I do hope that you will adhere to the traffic rules to ensure your safety and the safety of others. Thank you. You will listen to the recording again. Check your answers. Part 2. You will hear Inspector Sharifah talking about measures to reduce road accidents. Hi, I am Inspector Sharifah from the local police station. I know most of you come to school by bicycle and almost all cycle around the park. I am here to share some road safety tips with you all, especially since there have been 2 cases of accidents involving cyclists from this school. Most importantly, follow the traffic rules. This means understanding signs and following them. You should not jump the lights, as it is meant for your safety as well as the safety of other road users. So follow the traffic rules closely. In addition, cycle in a single file. From our observations, we have noticed that teenagers have the tendency to cycle abreast. They would occupy the whole lane and make it difficult for other road users to pass by. Remember, cycle in a single file, and that too as close as possible to the side of the road. In this way, other road users, including cars, buses, and lorries, can ply the roads at ease. Never ever tailgate the vehicle in front of you. This is highly dangerous as the vehicle could apply emergency brakes and you are too close to prevent yourself from ramming into the vehicle. Moreover, the road is no place for acrobatic feats. Place your hands firmly on the handlebars. Do not take your hands off the handlebars as it is very dangerous and you will be unable to control the bicycle. Most cyclists die in accidents due to head injuries. Therefore, wear helmets at all times to protect your heads. Never cycle without a helmet as it will protect your head. Furthermore, don't text and ride. There were many unfortunate incidents that could have been avoided if the cyclists were not texting while cycling. Your lives are very fragile, so don't be distracted. Also, do not use headphones while cycling, as you will not be able to hear the honking of other vehicles. Being distracted either by your mobile phone or headphone will only lead to disastrous events. I do hope that you will adhere to the traffic rules to ensure your safety and the safety of others. Thank you.
That is the end of part 2. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Now turn to part 3. There are 5 extracts in this part. You now have 1 minute to look at question 16 to 20.
Part 3, questions 16 to 20. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers are talking about their preferences when they eat out. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. Speaker 1. As a social media influencer, I'm always looking out for newly opened eating places, as I want to be one of the first few people to write reviews on them. I have many followers who read my reviews, and this way, I think I can help the new businesses expand. Speaker 2.
I rarely go out because my parents are good cooks. It's just that whenever I eat out, I would strictly choose the least crowded restaurant or avoid popular restaurants during peak hours. With the noise and so many people around, how can I enjoy the food and the atmosphere?
Speaker 3.
I'm very adventurous when it comes to food. And I don't mind traveling far and wide just for an authentic bowl of chicken curry. I don't mind eating at a shabby stall by the roadside as long as the food is good. So, do you have a recommendation for me?
Speaker 4. I'm not fussy about food at all and would eat anything served without any complaints. However, if your waiter or waitress is grumpy and rude, or my order takes ages to arrive, I promise I won't return again. I want to be somewhere I'm treated nicely. Speaker 5.
We always check out the menu first before stepping into any restaurant to see if they offer food that would please every member of my family. There are 11 of us altogether, and everyone seems to have different preferences when it comes to food.
You will listen to the recording again. Check your answers.
Speaker 1. As a social media influencer, I'm always looking out for newly opened eating places, as I want to be one of the first few people to write reviews on them. I have many followers who read my reviews, and this way, I think I can help the new businesses expand. Speaker 2.
I rarely go out because my parents are good cooks. It's just that whenever I eat out, I would strictly choose the least crowded restaurant or avoid popular restaurants during peak hours. With the noise and so many people around, how can I enjoy the food and the atmosphere?
Speaker 3.
I'm very adventurous when it comes to food, and I don't mind traveling far and wide just for an authentic bowl of chicken curry. I don't mind eating at a shabby stall by the roadside as long as the food is good. So, do you have a recommendation for me?
Speaker 4. I'm not fussy about food at all and would eat anything served without any complaints. However, if your waiter or waitress is grumpy and rude, or my order takes ages to arrive, I promise I won't return again. I want to be somewhere I'm treated nicely. Speaker 5.
We always check out the menu first before stepping into any restaurant to see if they offer food that would please every member of my family. There are 11 of us altogether, and everyone seems to have different preferences when it comes to food.
That is the end of part 3. You now have 1 minute to check your answers. Now turn to part 4. There is one extract in this final part. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 21 to 30. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Part 4.
You will hear a student, Thomas, discussing with his mother.
Mom, I am home.
How was school? How did you do in the test?
School was all right, and I did well in the test. Mom, do you know how worried I was about that test? But now that it's over, I feel great. What a relief.
I am glad to hear that. You have been studying so hard the past few weeks. Now, you can relax and enjoy the weekend with your cousins.
Yes, Mum. What are you cooking? It smells so good.
I just finished baking. This is your favorite raspberry cheesecake.
It looks really yummy. And I can see muffins over there too. You were busy, weren't you?
Yes. Jeff has to take something to school tomorrow. So, those muffins are for him. Don't touch them yet. They're just from the oven.
Can I have a piece of the raspberry cheesecake? I want to enjoy right now.
You don't want to wait until after dinner?
It looks tempting, and I bet it is delicious. No, I don't want to wait. Can I, Mum?
Okay, go ahead.
Did you see the new recipe that was posted on yesterday's baking website? I believe it was called Delicious Cookies.
No, I did not. But I want to try that recipe. Your dad loves cookies.
So do I.
So does Jeff. Our whole family is crazy about cookies.
When do you want to try the new recipe? I want to learn too. Should we bake chocolate cookies or almond cookies?
Since this is the almond season, let's make some almond cookies. Tomorrow, I will get some almonds at the supermarket, and we can start baking in the afternoon when you get home from school.
I need to finish a science project, and I will not get home until 4 in the evening. Will it be too late to start baking, Mum? If it is, you can start without me.
4 o'clock is fine. I will prepare dinner early, and then I will have everything ready for our baking session before you get home.
Make sure that we have enough sugar and eggs, Mum. I'm sure you used a lot of sugar and eggs baking the cake and muffins today.
Don't worry. We still have plenty of sugar and a lot of eggs, enough to make at least about 200 pieces of cookies.
200, huh? It sounds like a good number, but let's not overdo it. Let's make about 50 pieces instead.
Okay, we will make 50 pieces of almond cookies tomorrow. No more, no less.
It is a deal.
Enough about baking cookies. I need to start working on today's dinner. It is 3 o'clock already. Your dad and Jeff will be home soon. I am sure they will be very hungry and will want dinner right away.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
I will make roast chicken and cream of mushroom soup.
It has been a long time since you made cream of mushroom soup. Do you need any help, Mum?
No, go do your homework and leave the cooking to me.
Thanks, Mum. Call me when dinner is ready. I do not want to be late for the roast chicken, cream of mushroom soup, and raspberry cheesecake.
We're also going to have an early dinner because we're going to visit your uncle. He came back from Hawaii yesterday.
Wow. I'll be able to meet Danny and Stephen then.
You will listen to the recording again. Check your answers. Part 4.
You will hear a student, Thomas, discussing with his mother.
Mom, I am home.
How was school? How did you do in the test?
School was all right, and I did well in the test. Mum, do you know how worried I was about that test, but now that it's over, I feel great. What a relief.
I am glad to hear that. You have been studying so hard the past few weeks. Now, you can relax and enjoy the weekend with your cousins.
Yes, Mum. What are you cooking? It smells so good.
I just finished baking. This is your favorite raspberry cheesecake.
It looks really yummy. And I can see muffins over there too. You were busy, weren't you?
Yes. Jeff has to take something to school tomorrow. So, those muffins are for him. Don't touch them yet. They're just from the oven.
Can I have a piece of the raspberry cheesecake? I want to enjoy right now.
You don't want to wait until after dinner?
It looks tempting, and I bet it is delicious. No, I don't want to wait. Can I, Mum?
Okay, go ahead.
Did you see the new recipe that was posted on yesterday's baking website? I believe it was called Delicious Cookies.
No, I did not. But I want to try that recipe. Your dad loves cookies.
So do I.
So does Jeff. Our whole family is crazy about cookies.
When do you want to try the new recipe? I want to learn too. Should we bake chocolate cookies or almond cookies?
Since this is the almond season, let's make some almond cookies. Tomorrow, I will get some almonds at the supermarket, and we can start baking in the afternoon when you get home from school.
I need to finish a science project, and I will not get home until 4 in the evening. Will it be too late to start baking, Mum? If it is, you can start without me.
4 o'clock is fine. I will prepare dinner early, and then I will have everything ready for our baking session before you get home.
Make sure that we have enough sugar and eggs, Mum. I'm sure you used a lot of sugar and eggs baking the cake and muffins today.
Don't worry. We still have plenty of sugar and a lot of eggs, enough to make at least about 200 pieces of cookies.
200, huh? It sounds like a good number, but let's not overdo it. Let's make about 50 pieces instead.
Okay, we will make 50 pieces of almond cookies tomorrow. No more, no less.
It is a deal.
Enough about baking cookies. I need to start working on today's dinner. It is 3 o'clock already. Your dad and Jeff will be home soon. I am sure they will be very hungry and will want dinner right away.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
I will make roast chicken and cream of mushroom soup.
It has been a long time since you made cream of mushroom soup. Do you need any help, Mum?
No, go do your homework and leave the cooking to me.
Thanks, Mum. Call me when dinner is ready. I do not want to be late for the roast chicken, cream of mushroom soup, and raspberry cheesecake.
We're also going to have an early dinner because we're going to visit your uncle. He came back from Hawaii yesterday.
Wow. I'll be able to meet Danny and Stephen then.
You now have 2 minutes to check your answers on the question paper. That is the end of the test.